Clear Thinking by Mike George. What's your passion? Is there anything in your life you're passionate about? What is your passion? Are you sure it's real passion? Passion is another of those concepts whose meaning has become grey at the best, totally blurred at the worst. The word passion tends to be loosely and vaguely mixed with variety of concepts including love, anger, suffering and enthusiasm. The most common meaning attributed to passion is a strong sexual desire. In the classic love stories, it is the heated moment, usually around midnight, when physical feelings and strong emotions take control in the name of making love. Actually, making love is in itself a misnomer, as love cannot be made. It already is. But this kind of passion is not love. It's usually just lust, and lust is not love. Lust has been more accurately described as the selfish pursuit of the fulfillment of physical desire. If we are to call lust passion and lust is not love, then passion is not love. And if lust is just another addiction, that means passion, if it is lust, is rather unhealthy. Some confuse passion with anger. They justify their anger towards some perceived injustice as a demonstration of their passion, and they even say, "Of course I'm angry. It's because I'm passionate about this issue and it shows how much I care." But care is not anger, and to call anger passion is likely to be a way of avoiding self-control, because the presence of anger means that there has been a loss of control. So passion is not anger. Anger is anger. In biblical times, passion was confused with suffering. As a theological term, the passions of Christ refer to his sufferings subsequent to the Last Supper and crucifixion. But is passion a form of suffering? Surely, suffering is suffering, and at an emotional level, it will be based in some form of loss. And whoever heard of passion, meaning loss? In all three examples of possible meanings of passion, there is one thing in common. Passion is being perceived as an intense emotion born of desire or loss, which, if not resolved, will end in even further disappointment and sorrow. If true, passion is not a physical stimulation, not anger, not emotional suffering. What is it? Beyond the physical and emotional, there is a spiritual. Perhaps we may find the real meanings of passion in the territory of spirit. The root meaning of enthusiasm lies in the Greek term entheos, which describes the natural, unhindered energy of spirit. It means to be filled with the energy of God, or divine energy. When our core energy, our spiritual energy, moves through us and out into the world in a natural, creative way, we experience and we feel what is known as enthusiasm. We all know this experience. Think of a time when you were being creative. Notice your enthusiasm during the process. Notice your enthusiasm as you talk about your creative experiences to others. And notice your enthusiasm is returned to create some more. All artists know this kind of enthusiasm, and it means they have found their passion. We are all artists, And as we all get to create our own lives, we do this by creating thoughts, decisions, and building relationships with others. So, why do so many of us lack the enthusiasm in life? Why the lack of a passion for living? Because we learn to miscreate. We create desires, anger, and sorrow instead. And it's these miscreations that kill our enthusiasm. They destroy our passion for living and participating fully in our own life. As you can see, finding your passion in life and therefore living enthusiastically requires a degree of self-awareness and self-understanding not normally learned in most people's lives. It means realizing life is a creative process in itself, and the energy required to fulfill that process is unlimited in supply within your own heart. When discovered, you will know enthusiasm. You will be enthusiastic, and others will see someone living with their life with a passion. Ask a question to yourself. Which of the three roadblocks mentioned above do you find drain your enthusiasm? The desire to be physically stimulated, an attack of anger, or the wallowing in the occasional suffering? Poor me. And see the reflections for yourselves. When was the last time you were genuinely and consistently enthusiastic? When was it? And once you have reflected, take an action. No matter what you do today, attempt to be enthusiastic before you start and during the process. Then stop, reflect, and see what gets in the way. This was Clear Thinking by Mike George. You're listening to Om Shanti Radio, the voice of peace.